感谢主，我们今天大家能够一起来聚会。
We thank the Lord that we can all gather for worship this evening.
我想用一段圣经的话跟大家来互相勉励。
I shall now use a passage from the Bible as our mutual exhortation.
旷野的经验是我们天路历程的一个代表。
We know that the experience of the Israelites in the wilderness is representative of our sojourn here on earth.
以色列百姓能够很成功的行完旷野路进入迦南。
The successful entry into Canaan after the sojournings in the wilderness.
其中有很多的因素。
There are many factors.
但是当我们读出埃及记、民数记、生命记，我们发现摩西是一个很重要的因素。
But when we read the books of Exodus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, we find that Moses is an important factor.
如果没有摩西
，If not for Moses,
很可能他们就不是这么顺利。
Very likely, their journey would not be as smooth as it was.
那摩西在旷野四十年的工作
，The work of Moses, the 40-year work of Moses in the wilderness,
我们可以把它说是站在神与人之间的工作
，can be said to be a work of standing between man and God.
这是一个很尊贵的工作
，This is a very noble work.
但是这是一个非常困难的
，But it is a very difficult one.
也是一个赏赐伟大的工作
，And it is a highly rewarding one as well.
今天神拣选我们
，Today God has chosen us.
在属灵上，我们负担的工作就跟摩西一样。
Spiritually speaking, our responsibilities are not unlike that of Moses.
摩西要站在人的面前，要代表神。
Moses had to represent God before man.
而且他能够被人接受。
And he found himself accepted by man.
摩西要站在神的面前，代表人。
Moses had to stand before God on behalf of man.
而且他能够被神接受。
And he found himself acceptable before God.
所以今天我们从这两个角度来看看我们在圣工上的服事到底是什么意思。
So we shall today examine our service in the Lord from these two angles.
第一个场合，摩西代表神是站在法老的面前。
In the first scenario, when Moses represented God, he represented God before Pharaoh.
这不是一般人所能够做得到的工作。
And it is not a work that can be undertaken by any common person.
但是他把它做得很好。
But Moses succeeded in this.
请看出埃及记的第三章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.Come, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt.
这里神告诉摩西说，我要打发你去见法老。
Here God said to Moses, Come, I will send you to Pharaoh.
你要站在法老的面前。
And you shall stand before Pharaoh.
要请他把以色列百姓放出来。
That you may ask him to allow my people Israel out of Egypt.
那为什么神要他站在法老面前。
Why did God want Moses to stand before Pharaoh?
第七节说。
Verse 7 tells us.
他说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见了。
God said, I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt.
他们受的督工所辖制的哀声我也听见了。
And I have heard their cry because of the taskmasters.
我也知道他们的痛苦。
I know their sufferings.
所以以色列百姓是神的选民。
The people of Israel were the chosen race of God.
在法老的控制之下,
they were under the control of Pharaoh.
非常的痛苦,
and they were sorely afflicted.
神听到了,
God heard their cries.
神看到了,
God saw their affliction.
神知道了,
God knew.
神是大有怜悯的神,
God is a merciful God.
所以神从天上下来,
so God came from heaven.
要来救以色列百姓出法老的手,
to save Israel from the clutches of Pharaoh.
所以神要用摩西
so God
站在法老的面前
employ
来代表他讲话
Moses as his representative before Pharaoh.
但是摩西知道他是一个人
but Moses was aware of the fact that he was a mere human.
自从他离开王宫以后
after he departed from the palace,
他在旷野四十年
He lived in the wilderness for 40 years.
他深深地了解自己只不过是一个人。
He deeply understood his humanity.
法老是一个相当刚硬的人。
And he knew that Pharaoh was a hard-hearted man.
所以他再三地推辞。
So he kept declining this, he kept declining his call.
那到最后。
But finally,
他去见了法老。
He went to see Pharaoh.
那从圣经我们看起来，他至少见法老有十次。
From the Bible, we understand that he went to Pharaoh for at least 10 times.
那每一次带来一样灾殃。
And each time he brought a plague to Egypt.
所以法老王本来就不愿意听的。
Originally, Pharaoh did not grant him audience.
他的心非常的硬。
Because he was hard at heart.
他不怕神，他也不怕人。
He wasn't afraid of God, he wasn't afraid of man.
但是因为神的能力不断地降下来。
But because the power of God kept manifesting.
神的刑罚一直下来。
His punishment kept coming upon Egypt.
所以到最后，法老不得不就听摩西的话。
So eventually, Pharaoh cannot but listen to Moses.
就把以色列百姓放出去了。
And he allowed the people of Israel to leave.
当摩西去见法老的时候
，When Moses went to Pharaoh,
他带着神的权柄。
He brought the authority of God with him.
他带着神的讯息去。
He brought the message of God.
他带着神给他的身份去。
He brought with him that status which God gave him.
他是带着装备去的。
He was equipped fully.
所以法老听了。
So, Pharaoh granted him audience.
今天我们要在思想神所托付我们的使命。
Today we have to consider the responsibility that God has laid on our shoulders.
真教会的使命。
The mission of the true church.
就是要把世界上的人从魔鬼的手里面救出来。
It's to save everyone in the world out of the clutches of Satan.
大家都知道，这不是一个简单的工作。
And all of us know that this is not an easy task.
这不是凭着势力，不是凭着才能所能够完成的工作。
It is not through financial means. It is not through any worldly power that it can be completed.
人自从离开了神以后
，After man left God，
人类的问题非常的多。
We are Humankind is fraught with all kinds of problems.
人失去了神的祝福。
Because we have lost the blessings of God.
所以一切问题的根本。
So the root cause of all problems.
因此人离开了神。
Is the fact that we have left God.
因此要把人带回来归于神。
So when we bring a man back to God.
这是要解决人类一切问题最根本的一个方法。
It is to solve all human problems at its very roots.
但是人的灵魂。在法老的手里，就魔鬼的手里。
The souls of men are in the hands of Pharaoh, which is the devil.
所以今天我们要把人的灵魂从魔鬼的手里抢下。
So today we are to snatch the souls of men out of the hands of Pharaoh, the devil.
我们需要有装备。
We need to be equipped.
最重要的装备。
The most important equipment.
就是要在神的面前有能力。
Is to have power before God.
先看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.For the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Verse 5, we destroy arguments and every proud obstacle to the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
这里说，我们的工作是一场属灵的征战。
Here it informs us that our work is a spiritual warfare.
我们需要在神的面前有能力。
We need to have power before God.
因为在每一个人的心中有坚固的营垒。
Because in each and every person's heart is a stronghold.
这是魔鬼所设下来的。
And this stronghold was set there by the devil.
要拦阻人认识神。
To stop people from knowing God.
所以我们需要有能力才能够攻破这个营垒。
It is only when we have the power that we can destroy such strongholds.
把人的心意夺回。
To take captive of the hearts of men so that they can be subject to Christ to receive the abundant grace once again. We are happy to see that the organization of the church conforms closer to the Bible. But if we were to read the entire books of the Acts,
健全的组织是圣公发展的一部分，不是全部。
That a good organization is only one part of church growth. It is not everything about church growth.
使徒行传第一章，主耶稣吩咐他们。
In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, Jesus instructed them
要出去传福音。
That they were to go out to preach the gospel.
要从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem.
撒玛利亚。
Through Samaria.
直到地极。
Right up to the end of the world, the earth.
使徒行传到最后一章。
And right up to the last chapter of the Acts,
真的传到了罗马。
They really preached to Rome.
但是第一章的第八节说。
But in chapter 1, verse 8,
说圣灵降临，你们就要得着能力。
It says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power from on high.
所以从第二章开始，我们不断在每一章都看到神的能力显明。
So from chapter 2 onwards, every chapter of the Acts, we see the manifestation of God's power.
所以我们看到很多的人本来心里有很多的障碍。
We see many people with a lot of obstacles in their heart. These obstacles were removed one by one.
到最后都归回基督，重新得到神的。
They returned to Christ and they regained the blessing of God.
这是今天我们真教会发展的蓝图。
And this is in fact the blueprint of the growth of the true Jesus.
我们需要有属灵的权柄。
We must have spiritual authority.
就是摩西的那一支杖。
That is the rod of Moses.
我们才有办法抢救灵魂。
It is only then can we snatch the souls out of the devil.
使徒行传两个很重要的工人。
There are two very important workers in the Acts of the Apostles.
我们看就是彼得跟保罗。
That is Peter and Paul.
圣经用两句话来形容他们。
And there are two phrases in the Bible that describe these two persons.
使徒行传第四章
Acts chapter 4,
13节
verse 13. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they wondered and they recognized that they had been with Jesus.
这里说他们看住彼得、约翰的胆量。
The Bible says that the people saw the boldness of Peter and John,
又发现他们是没有学问的小
and found that they were but uneducated and common men.
他们是小民
they were commoners.
没有社会地位
they did not have any social status.
他们是没有学问的
they were not educated.
没有一个依靠
they had no nothing to fall back on.
但是他们有胆量
but then they were bold.
而且看出他们行神迹
and they, when they saw the miracles,
大家就无话可说
the people were dumbfounded.
所以彼得他出去传道所带的是神的权柄。
So what Peter brought along with him as he preached the gospel was the power of God.
所以是很多的人顺服。
So many people was subject to his preaching.
那在使徒行传二十四章
，And in Acts of the Apostles chapter 24,
我们看外邦人怎么在描写保罗。
What did the Gentiles say about Paul?
使徒行传二十四章
，Acts of the Apostles chapter 24.Verse 5. Acts 24, verse 5. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, an agitator among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes.
这里这个帖士罗说他描写保罗说这个人如同瘟疫。
And this Tertullus accused Paul as a pestilent fellow.
而且他是鼓动天下。
And that he is an agitator.
瘟疫是会传染的。
A pestilence is a fast spreading epidemic of disease.
这个表示保罗这个人很有影响力。
It shows how influential Paul was.
他能够鼓动天下。
He could agitate the people throughout the world.
所以在外邦人看来，他所走到的地方到处都好像生出一片的改变。
So in the eyes of the Gentiles, it seemed that everywhere he goes, he brought.Upon he brought change.
这个就是神的能力。
This is the power of God.
因为要改变一个人的心，需要神的能力。
Because if you were to change the heart of a person, you need the power of God.
所以摩西站在法老面前。
So Moses stood before Pharaoh.
带着神的权柄。
And with him was the power of God.
代表神。
He represented God.
法老屈服。
And Pharaoh had to succumb to him.
那到了出埃及记的十九章。
And when, as we proceed to Exodus chapter 19,
摩西在西乃山下站在以色列百姓的面前。
At the foot of Mount Sinai, Moses stood before the multitude of people.
他要代表神来宣告神的诫命。
He represented God to proclaim the laws of God.
请看出埃及记的十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记的十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
第四节。
Verse 4. Exodus 19:4. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
第五节。
Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my own possession amongst all peoples, for all the earth is mine.
第六节。
And verse 6, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
这里神在描写以色列百姓的尊贵。
God here describes the noble position of the people of Israel.
说他是属我的。
That they are a people of his personal possession.
所以圣经说他是不列在万民当中的。
So the Bible says that Israel is not reckoned amongst the people.
是独居之民。
It is a people by themselves.
所以第五节说他是我的子民。
So verse 5 says they are my own people.
第六节说。
Verse 6.
要归我做祭司的国度是
圣洁的国度。There shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
但是这有一个条件。
But there is a prerequisite.
就是第五节。
There is in verse 5.
你们要遵守我的话，遵守我的约。
You must obey my voice and keep my covenant.
以色列百姓在埃及地四百多年。
The people of Israel was in Egypt for more than 400 years.
他们知道他们是神的选民。
They knew that they were the chosen ones of God.
但是他们是没有经过训练的。
But they were untrained people.
所以现在脱离法老的手里面。
Now that they could depart from Pharaoh's hand.
他们需要有神的律法来训练他们。
They had need for God's law to train them.
使他们真正能够做一个神的选民。
So that they could really be in fact God's chosen ones.
因此从二十章开始。
So from verse 20, from chapter 20 onwards.
神开始借着以色列百姓，借着摩西来颁布十诫。
Through Moses, he proclaimed to them the Ten Commandments.
那为什么神借着摩西讲的话，以色列百姓愿意听？
Why were the people willing to hear and to heed the words of God spoken through Moses?
如果我们看十八节一直到二十一节。
If you were to read verse 18 to verse 21,
我们就发现有一个重要的原因。
And we find a very important reason.
因为神亲自显明他荣耀的作为。
Because God had personally manifested his glorious act.
让以色列百姓产生敬畏的心。
So that it could instill reverence in the hearts of the people of Israel.
你看十八节。
Verse 18. And Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Verse 19. And the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder. Verse 20. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Verse 21. And the Lord said to Moses, Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. When God came upon Mount Sinai,
雷轰闪电地震,
there was earthquake, there was thunder, there was lightning.
神非常的威严降临在那。
God came down in all his majesty.
结果以色列百姓看到了。
And the people of Israel saw it.
对摩西说。
And they said to Moses,
说你跟我们说话。
Speak to me.
我们要听。
I will listen. We will listen.
神跟我们说话。
We do not want God to speak to us personally.
恐怕我们死了。
Lest we die.
为什么以色列百姓愿意听摩西讲的话？
Why was it that the people of Israel was willing to listen to Moses?
看到神的作为。
Because they saw the acts of God.
因此他们这样能够遵守神的话，才能够继续做神的选民。
It was because they were obedient to the words of God that they could continue to be God's people.
我们再看《使徒行传》记载使徒教会。
Let us look at the Acts and how it records about the early church.
使徒教会是最完全的一个教会。
The apostolic church was the most perfect church.
那以后这个使徒离世，教会就开始变质。
After the death of the apostles, the church started to change.
在使徒教会的初期。
In the early days of the apostolic church,
我们看到教会充满神的能力。
We see that the church was filled with the power of God.
教会充满神的作为。
The church was filled with the works of God.
所以大家敬畏神。
So everyone was reverent.
因此教会充满着神的圣洁。
So the church was filled with the holiness of God.
大家愿意听神的
话。Everyone was obedient to the word of God.
我们请看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the Acts.
使徒行传的第五章
Acts chapter 5
使徒行传第五章
Acts chapter 5
第五节
verse 5 When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died, and great fear came upon all who heard it.
十一节
verse 11 And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things.
再看十三节
verse 13None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high honor.
这里说亚拿尼亚这件事情以后
The Bible tells us that after the incident of Ananias,
大家都甚惧怕
Every one of them had fear.
十一节说全教会的人都甚惧怕
Verse 11 said that a great fear came upon the whole church. They were very fearful of God.
那连带的就是连使徒百姓也尊重他们
And then even the apostles and the people were the people were respectful even of the apostles
因为神的能力在那里作为
because of the power of God manifested
大家出于敬畏神的心呢生活圣洁
so every one of them out of reverence for God led holy lives
啊，今天我们活在这个社会
today when we live in this society
要怎么样在这个社会守道
how can we preserve the truth in this society
这是当今真教会一个最大的挑战
really it is a great challenge in the true church today
因为最近十年二十年来社会的变化是非常非常的大
because for the past one or two decades great changes have taken place in a society
特别亚洲的几个国家
especially in a few countries in Asia
经济突发猛进
There was a sudden surge in economic progress.
那社会的进步带给人思想的开放。
And with the affluence of society comes the so-called liberalization of thinking.
所以旧的那一套人认为的那个传统的一些观念。
So the old traditional views,
好像孔孟思想没有人在谈。
Like Confucianism and the thoughts of Mencius, nobody is talking about them now.
那现在人头脑里面所想的都是物质。
Now materialism fills the mind of man.
都是想到一些肉体的欲望的满足。
We only think about fulfilling our carnal desires.
所以在这种非常高的物质生活水准之下
，and under such high physical standards of living,
人对传统的这个道德观念已经没有了。
Man has lost traditional and moral views and values. But then there is nothing new that can guide them from within their heart.
So we just 发现社会发达所带给是这个经济发达所带给教社会是混乱。
So we find that with economic progress come chaos in society.
因此在这个社会情况之下，教会是应该怎么样？
So under such situations in society, what should the church do?
如果教会不能够影响社会
If the church cannot influence society,
那社会一定会影响教会
Then society would influence the church.
如果社会影响教会
When the society influences the church,
教会就会世俗化
The church would become secular.
那如果教会能够影响社会
But if the church can influence society,
就能够在社会产生一股清流
then it will actually have a purging effect on society.
带给人心灵的更新
It brings renewal.
因为人间最后一块的净土就是教会
Because the last clean piece of earth on earth is the church.
那要怎样让教会在这个社会里面产生影响力
How then can we allow the church to have an influential effect on society?
主耶稣说
Jesus says,
你们是世界的盐
You are the salt of the earth.
你们是世界的光
You are the salt, you are the light of the world.
盐就是要防止腐化
Salt is for preservation.
光就是要驱逐黑暗
Light is to drive away darkness.
你们就是教会每一个信徒
You refers to every person, every believer in church.
所以这个社会要借着教会来带动，就是每一个信徒要发挥盐跟光的作用。
So if we were to be, if the church were to influence the world, then each believer must be salt and light.
那要发挥盐与光的作用，就需要有能力来遵守神的道。
And to perform the functions of salt and light, we must be able to perform the word of God.
所以我们在这个社会里面，每一个教会的信徒需要重新得力。
So in this society.Every believer in church must receive renewed strength.
我们需要有更大 神作为在教会的显现
we have,
使每一个人的心呢、啊、能够回心管意转意归向神
we must have greater manifestation of the works of God in the church so that the hearts of men will be turned back to God
我们看以利亚的例子
let us look at the example of Elijah
以色列百姓
the people of Israel
长期在外邦的影响之下
under the continual influence of the Gentiles
以色列百姓也开始拜偶像
they started to turn to idolatry
所以天三年半天不下雨啊
So for three and a half years the heaven stopped rain
就是天灾啊
It is in fact a natural disaster
神不降恩典啊
God stopped his grace and blessing
那现在要挽回以色列百姓的心
So in order to turn back the hearts of Israel
神差遣以利亚
God sent Elijah
以利亚去见到以色列百姓
When Elijah went to the people of Israel
先用理论上跟他们说服
First, he go through the logical approach.
如果你们祖宗拜的是神,
if the gods of your ancestor is God,
你们要去掉偶像,
if the god of your ancestors is God indeed, take away your idols.
如果偶像是真神,
if these idols are true gods,
那你们就不要再不拜这个祖宗的神,
then don't pray to the god of your ancestors.
圣经说, 众民一言不答。
And the Bible says that the multitudes kept mum.
就是他们不愿意做选择
That is, they did not want to make a choice
他们希望脚踏两只船
They want to step on two boats
因为选择常常代表你要放弃另外一样
Because to make a choice means you have to give up the other
如果他放弃了偶像
If they were to give up on an idol
他们 会被孤立的他们会被社会孤立的
And the society would look at them in another way
因为这是个非常有力量的潮流
Because idolatry was then a very trendy thing
如果他们放弃真神
But if they were to give up the true God
他们良心永远得不到平安
Then they will not be at peace in the heart
所以最好的方法就是一言不答
So the best way was to keep silence
脚踏两只船不要做选择
With one foot they wanted to step on two boats
所以礼仪已经说服没有用
But it is not good enough to use the logical approach.
再来。
So, Elijah followed.
请假先知跟他一起来献祭。
By asking the false prophets to sacrifice to their gods while he sacrificed to our God.
这些假先知从早到晚跳舞献祭，甚至用刀割自己。
These false prophets dance from morning to dusk, even cutting themselves with knives.
什么都没有发生。
But nothing happened.
现在换以利亚。
Now let us focus on Elijah.
他叫人把水倒在那个献祭的祭物上。
He even instructed that water be poured onto the sacrifice.
他跪下来祷告。
And he knelt down in prayer.
天从火从天上降下来。
Then fire came from heaven to consume the sacrifice.
结果以色列百姓看到火从天上下来，
So when Israel saw fire coming from the heavens, they changed straight away.
所以有时候。我们的心一直跑到世界去
So sometimes our hearts are taken captive by the world
不是我们不知道
It is not that we do not know that our hearts run to the world
我们头脑理智很清楚什么是对
We are rational, we know what is right
但是因为我们没有看到
But because we have not seen anything from God
因为教会需要有更多神的作为
So we need to have more of the grace of God manifested powerfully in church
使很多人看到神的作为在教会显现能够回心转意归向神
so that more and more people will see the power of God in church they will turn back to God
开始过一个敬畏神的生活
and to start to live a godly life again
这样这个教会才能够在社会里面带来一股清流
only then can the church bring a cleansing effect on society
所以以利亚站在以色列百姓代表神
So Elijah stood before the people of Israel as a representative of God.
他讲的话，以色列百姓愿意听。
And whatever he spoke fall on willing ears.
因为雷轰闪电地震在后面。
Because behind him was thunder and lightning.
神的权柄在他的后面。
The authority of God was backing him up.
所以他们听了。
So they were obedient.
第三个例子。
The third example.
摩西要代表神站在可拉党的面前。
Moses.Stood before the people of Korah and he represented God. Let's read Exodus chapter 16.
民数记的十六章
Sorry, Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16.
第一节
verse 1. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, the sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with the number of the people of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, chosen from the assembly, well-known men, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said to them, "You have gone too far, for all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?"
所以说以色列会众中有250个首领，这人相当多了。So
there are 250 men who were the leaders of the congregation.
有名望的。They
were well-known men.
他们要来抵挡摩西。They
came and stood against Moses.
这是一个以色列百姓的危机。
This is a crisis of the Israelites.
因为如果他们成功了,
because if these rebels were to succeed,
以色列百姓会分成两半,
then there would be a division of the people.
那这件事情在民数记的, 前面也发生过,
and a similar incident happened earlier on in the early chapters.
12章,
that is in Numbers chapter 12.
是在记载摩西的姐姐,
Miriam, the very sister of Moses.
在挑战摩西对以色列百姓的领导,
challenge the leadership of Moses.
我们从出埃及记的第三章看出来,
from Exodus chapter 3 onwards,
这原来不是摩西所愿意要做,
we know that the leadership role was not something that Moses willingly took up upon himself.
这是神要他做,
it was what God laid upon him.
推来推去推不掉了,
he couldn't decline though he tried to do so.
但是这些人从另外一个角度来看,
but these people viewed it from the other angle,
发现摩西是专权,
and they thought that he was authoritative and autocratic.
其实内心的最深处是代表他们的骄傲,
but deep in their hearts it was their pride and
arrogance.
So they wanted to hit against Moses.
那米利亚那件事情,
so the because of that incident, for 7 days, the camp of Israel had to stay put. They had to be stayed there, and they could not move on.
So this is
to tell us that if there is a resisting and opposing force in church, then the church would be stationary, it cannot move on.
政治常常需要有反对党，政治才会进步。
When we talk about politics, it's the other way around. We must have opposition parties before there can be political advancement.
一党专政常常到最后会堕落的。
Because if there is only a one party rule, very often it would decline.
因为那是以人为中心的。
Because politics has the human at the center.
教会基本是神的。
But the church basically is a congregation that belongs to God.
不是人的。
It does not belong to man.
所以我们对教会的看法跟对社会政治的看法是不一样。
So the way we view the church must differ from the way we view politics or society.
因此教会不应该有什么反对党。
So in church there mustn't be any opposition party.
因为我们只有一个目标。
Because there is only one goal.
尊神为大。
That is to magnify the Lord.
那么在这个可拉党的事情上,
so in the incident of Korah and his gang,
神站在这个可拉党, 摩西站在可拉党的面前,
where Moses was standing before Korah and his gang,
到最后,
eventually,
我们发现这个事情平息了。
We find that this uprisal, this upheaval died down.
为什么?
Why?
能够把这个事情平息?
Why could God calmed the upheaval.
我们从民数记十六章整个看起来就发现，因为神尊重摩西。
And if you were to read the whole of chapter 16, we find that it's because God had respect, God had regard for Moses.
如果神不尊重摩西，这件事情解决不了。
If God did not have regard for Moses, then nothing could solve this incident.
请看约翰福音十二章。
Please turn to John's Gospel, chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12,
26
节。Verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
这里说，如果有人服侍我，就应当跟从我。
Here it says, if anyone serves me, he must follow me.
而且我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
And where I am, there shall he who serves me be.
下面说。
And next it says,
如果有人服侍我，我的父要尊重他。
If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
如果有人服侍我，我的父要尊重他。
If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him.
摩西是一个真正在服侍神的人。
Moses was one who truly served God.
所以神要他去哪里，他就去哪里。
So wherever God wanted him to be, there he was.
他所带领的是一群暴民。
And the people whom he led was a rebellious nation.
常常要拿石头打摩西。
And very often they wanted to stone him.
所以摩西在带领以色列百姓是冒生命的危险。
Because they were violent people, Moses leading them was at risk.
但是他是照着神要他走的路线在带。
But then he led God according, led the people according to the course which God had stipulated.
所以神尊重他。
So God had regard for him.
因此当他遇到可拉党这件事情。
So when faced with Korah and his gang,
到最后是神亲自出面。
God himself intervened.
把这件事情解决了。
And put this thing to rest.
所以这样看起来。
So when we will look at it this way,
我会发现神的仆人
we find that the servants of God
只会受逼迫，是不会被轻视的。
They will be persecuted, but they will not be looked down upon.
因为神的仆人连神都尊重他，谁会
轻视他？ Because the servants of God, even God honors them. How could others dishonor them?
但是他会受逼迫。
But then they will be persecuted.
为义受逼迫。
They will be persecuted for righteousness' sake.
我们看圣经里面很多的人
We find many people in the Bible
好像圣经说施洗约翰
Like John the Baptist
施洗约翰当时在希律王的手里
When John the Baptist was taken captive by King Herod
他被下监
He was imprisoned
为义受逼迫
He was persecuted for righteousness sake
因为他指责希律的婚姻不对
Because he pointed the mystic the wrong marriage of John, ofKing Herod.
但是马可福音里面怎么在描写这个希律王对约翰的态度呢
But how did Mark describe the attitude of Herod towards John?
请看马可福音的第六章
Let's turn to John, to Mark.
马可福音第六章
Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6.Verse 20. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous, holy man, and kept him safe. When he heard him, he was much perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly.
21说，连希律也知道约翰是一个义人。
Verse 20 tells us that even King Herod knew that John was a righteous man.
他把他放到监牢里面。
Though he imprisoned him.
但是他敬畏他，保护他，而且听他。
That yet he kept him safe, and he heard him gladly.
因此如果一个仆人被轻视
So if a servant of God were to be despised
因为神没有尊重他
It's because God does not honor him
如果神没有尊重他
If God did not honor him
很可能主耶稣所说的因为我在哪里你没有在哪里
it very possibly is becauseWhere Jesus was, the servant is not there.
就是我们走的路线已经偏离了主要我们走的路线。
That is because the way which we take has already deviated from the path which the Lord wants us to take.
所以我们没有被神尊重。
So the honor of God does not come upon us, so we are dishonored by people.
那么在两个场合里面，摩西要站在神的面前来代表人。
So in these two situations, Moses must stand before, man to
站在神的面前要代表人
there are two situations whereby Moses stood before God as a representative of man
而且神接受了
And he was found to be acceptable by God.
这两件事情都非常的严重，严重到神要把他们全部都杀掉。
These two incidents were so very important. They were so important that God wanted to exterminate the entire race of Israel.
请看出埃及记的32章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记的32章。
Exodus chapter 32.
30节。
Verse 30. Exodus 32 verse 30. On the morrow Moses said to the people, "You have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin."
在整个出埃及记32章, 在讲以色列百姓拜金牛犊。
The entire chapter of verse 30, chapter 32 tells us that the people worship the golden calf.
那神要把他们全部都消灭。
So God wanted to destroy them totally.
根据, 生命记的, 根据诗篇的106篇,
If you were to read Psalm 106,
我们看诗篇的106篇,
Psalm number 106,
106篇的32节,
verse 32, Psalm 106, verse 32, they angered him at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moses on their account.
103,
verse 23, therefore he said he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in a breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them.
这里讲啊, 如果不是摩西站在神的面前啊, 为着以色列百姓的破口站在神的面前啊, 神就把他们消灭。
Here it says, if not for Moses, his chosen one, who stood in the breach, God would destroy them.
可见这一次神的怒气相当相当的大。
So we could see that the wrath of God was really great at that time.
他们把荣耀归给偶像。
Because they gave glory to the idols.
神是忌邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
但是摩西一个人到山上去。
But one person, Moses, ascended the mountain.
他知道这一次非常重要。
He knew that it was really a serious matter.
他一定要得到神的应许对以色列百姓赦免。
He must get God to grant him the word that he would forgive Israel.
因为如果不赦免他这次下去, 以色列百姓都死光了。
Because if God did not give him the word of forgiveness, all Israel would perish.
圣经说, 摩西40昼夜伏在神的面前。
And the Bible tells us that Moses, for 40 days and night, he was prostrate before God. And he kept pleading.
求到最后神答应。
Till at last, God relented.
今天我们要想一件事情。
Today, when we want to think about anything,
我们在带领整个教会,
we must think about this, that when we want to lead the entire church,
常常我们需要有摩西的心,
we must have the attitude of Moses,
就是站在神的面前来代替所有的信徒代祷,
that is to stand before God to pray on behalf of all the believers,
为着他们的软弱, 为着他们得罪神的地方来祷告,
to pray to God on behalf for their weaknesses, for their transgressions before God.
因此如果有一个信徒跌倒,
therefore, if one believer were to fall,
我们第一个检讨应该是, 我对他的祷告有没有达到尽力。
The first thing we should examine is to ask ourselves, has our prayer for him been with effort?
有没有像摩西这样真的已经尽到最大的力量?
Have we put in everything we can like Moses did?
摩西如果没有尽到最大的力量, 以色列百姓就完了。
Because if Moses did not put in the uttermost effort, Israel would perish.
那为什么神愿意听摩西的祷告呢?
Why was God willing to hear Moses' prayer?
今天我们从圣经可以发现两个很重要的原因。
There are two very important reasons that we can discover in the Bible.
出埃及记的32章。
Exodus 32.
31节。
Verse 31. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Alas, these people have sinned a great sin, and they have made for themselves gods of gold. But now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written." We see that Moses actually prayed out of real love. He even said to God, "If you have to blot me out from the book of life in order to forgive them, let it be done."
你如果不赦免他们,
because if you do not forgive them, then blot me out from the book of life. This is truly a heart of love.
有爱心的祷告会感动神。
Because if you pray out of love, you move the heart of God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
但是常常我们当别人的祷告是一种形式。
But very often when we pray for others, we just go through the motion.
形式啊。
It is a ritual.
没有一种真正的爱在里面。
There is no love that is inside.
所以那个爱，那个祷告没有办法感动到神。
So that kind of love of prayer cannot touch God.
我们看保罗的心。
Look at the heart of Paul.
保罗说，他为他的骨肉就是犹太人。
He said for his kinsmen, that is the Jews.
甚至被咒诅他也愿意。
He would rather be accursed from Christ in order that they be saved.
所以我们看圣经里面很多神所用很伟大的工人，都是充满着爱。
So we find that the people who were greatly used by God were men of love.
爱到愿意牺牲自己。
They loved to the extent of being willing to sacrifice themselves in order that the will of God be accomplished.
虽然人好像一阵血气一样。
Though man is just like a breath.
但是当人站在爱在向神祷告。
But when men stand upon love to pray before God,
神也会受到感动。
Even God can be moved.
这个是摩西祷告能够得到神垂听很重要的。
And this is a very important why, a reason why the prayer of Moses was heeded by God.
那么在另外生命记里面我们看出来。
And in Exodus,In elsewhere in Exodus, we can find another reason. Exodus chapter 9.
生命记第九章
Sorry, Deuteronomy chapter
9. 十八节
Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 18. Then I lay prostrate before the Lord as before, 40 days and 40 nights.I neither ate bread nor drank water because of all the sin which you had committed in doing what was evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger.
Okay,
Verse 27. Remember thy servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not regard the stubbornness of these people or their wickedness or their sin.
在其他的圣经有记载，摩西的祷告就是站在神的应许啊，站在神的荣耀。
And, Other portions of scripture says that when Moses prayed, he stood upon the promises, he stood upon the glory of God.
所以当他这样向神祷告，神就听了。
And when he prayed before God in this manner, God heard him.
还有一次就是以色列百姓啊，听了这个十个探子的报的坏消息。
There was another incident where the people murmured against Moses and against God after hearing the ill report of the 10 spies.
结果因为摩西的祷告，结果神的怒气转向。
And again, the anger of God was turned away from Israel because of Moses' prayer.
今天我们的工作就是要常常站在神的面前啊，为众信徒祷告。
So today our work is the same. We must stand before God to pray for the multitude of believers.
使神的神能够赦免我们，神的恩宠、神的恩典能够继续不断降临。
So that God will grant us His forgiveness, so that His blessings, His grace can continually be poured forth to us.
我们最后要想一件事情。
There's one more thing that we need to consider.
为什么摩西能够站在神的面前四十年，神愿意不断的用他、接受他
？Why was it that Moses was able to stand before God for 40 years and was continually useful?
而且这个四十年，神的能力、神的同在、神的恩典没有减少。
Not only this, throughout the 40 years, the power of God and the blessings of God did not diminish.
这觉得值得思考。
This is something worthy of our consideration.
因为我们在很多的场合，我们发现。
Because in many situations we discover
没有能力，工作没有办法做好。
That without power and strength we cannot complete the task well.
同时我们发现
And we find another thing
有能力
That when there is power
有很大的危险
When there is great power there's also great danger
有神的同在也有很大的危险
When there is God's presence with us there's also great danger
所以神给人的能力常常是短暂的
So very often the power of God's seems not to last too long.
先看生命记的最后一章。
Let's turn to the last chapter of Deuteronomy.
第九节。生命记三十四章的第九节。
Deuteronomy 34 verse 9.
嫩的儿子约书亚，因为摩西在曾按手在他头上，就被圣灵充满，以色列人便听从他照着摩西。吩咐耶和华吩咐摩西的去行。
Then the son of, And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
到了生命记三十四章，圣经要为摩西盖棺论定。
Because when it comes to Joshua, Deuteronomy 34, the Bible must conclude about Moses.
然后他说，照这个约书亚是照着耶和华吩咐摩西的去行。
And he says that Joshua actually acted according to the instruction that God gave to Moses.
所以这样看起来就可发现，摩西所行的是耶和华要他行的。
So from here we can see that everything that Moses did was in accordance to the instruction of God.
这不简单。
It is not easy.
为什么不简单？
Why?
我们看天使。
Look at the angels.
圣经怎么在描写天使？
How did the Bible describe the angels?
他说天使是不守本位的。
It says that those angels did not keep their original estate.
这个天使本来是站在神的面前。
The angels had to, originally the angels were to stand before the face of God.
尊贵的。
They were noble, they were glorious.
但是他在荣耀尊贵当中，他想要再进一步越过神给他的界限。
But in their nobility, in their glory, they wanted to go beyond that.
所以就变成不守本位。
That is to say, they left the original estate.
所以就被摔下来了。
So they were cast down.
因此一个人刚强。
So when a person is strong,
接下一个最大的困难就是要谨守。
The greatest problem would be to preserve.
就是要守住神给他的界限，守住神给他的本位。
To preserve the original position, the estate which God has given him.
这是相当困难。
This is very difficult.
但摩西这个四十年。
So throughout the 40 years,
我们发现他很有能力。
We found that Moses was full of power.
但是在诗篇九十篇里面。
But in Psalm number 90,
他第一句话。
The first thing he said,
主啊，你是我世世代代的居所。
Lord, you are my refuge for generation to generation.
他承认神是他的主。
He said, God is his Lord.
他只是一个仆人。
He was just a servant.
他只是一个棋子。
He's just like a pawn on a chessboard. God is the player.
所以这个四十年来，摩西对他的本位没有搞错。
So Moses knew his status very well, his estate very well.
我们知道摩西是学过埃及一切的学问的。
We knew that Moses was instructed in all the learning of Egypt.
说话行事都有能力。
He was a person full of power.
但是很显然，摩西在带领以色列百姓是照着神吩咐他。
But yet, when he led the people of Israel, he led them according to the instructions of God.
这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
我们看保罗怎么讲。
Look at what Paul said.
当神光照他。
When the light of God came upon him,
扑倒在地上,
when he fell down on the ground,
第一个问题,
the first thing he asked,
主啊, 你是谁?
Lord, who are you?
第二个问题,
the second thing he asked,
主啊, 你要我做什么?
What do you want me to do, Lord?
保罗不是说, 我要你做什么,
Paul did not say, Paul did not say to God, what I want to do for you.
如果我要为你做什么, 这是我为主。
So if I say, Lord,this is what I will do for you, then I am the Lord.
那保罗说，主啊，你要我为你做。
But Paul asked the Lord, what shall I do for you?
这个有一个很大的差别。
So there is a great difference here.
他承认神做的为主。
He recognized God as the Lord.
因此保罗说，
So Paul said,
我如果癫狂，
if I am mad,
这是为着神。
It is for the sake of God.
我如果谨守，
if I preserve and keep to,
这是为着你们。
If I were to be of sound mind, it is for your sake.
活在物质界里面。
The body of Paul lived in the physical realm.
保罗的灵已经活在灵界里面。
But his spirit is in the spiritual realm.
他深知道灵界的价值。
He understood the value of the spiritual thing.
他有基督的爱深深地感动他。
He was very, very convicted by the love of Christ.
所以他为神做工好像癫狂一样。
So when he worked for God, he was like a man of unsound mind.
而且他对神的道理了解很深。
And because he had a very deep understanding of the truth of God.
他身上有使徒的权柄，就是行神迹的能力。
And he had the authority of the apostle, and that is the power to perform miracles.
但是保罗说，
But Paul said,
我如果谨守是为你。
If I am of sound mind, it is for your sake.
保罗守住神的给他的界限，没有越过去。
He was of sound mind, that is to say, he did not exceed what was stipulated for him by God.
在他写信给哥林多教会里，我们至少可以看到两点。
And in his letters to the Corinthian church, there are two things that we discover.
第一个。
The first thing,
他不用高言大志来传神的话。
He did not preach the gospel with great and wise sayings.
免得人的信堕在人的智慧上，而不是神的大能上。
Lest the faith of man be founded on the wisdom of man rather than on the power of God.
免得因他做的功使人出名，而不是神得到荣耀。
Lest his work will bring fame to man rather than glory to God.
他知道他的界限。
He knew where to draw the line.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们看到在哥林多教会里面
we observe that in the Corinthian church,
虽然有人说我拥护亚波罗，我拥护保罗。
There were people who said that they belong to Paul. Some said they belong to Apollos.
保罗知道他的界限。
But Paul knew where the boundaries are.
好，请你们不要这样。
He said, "Do not do this."
保罗不敢在教会里面搞小圈圈，建立个人的势力。
He did not dare to build his own empire in church.
所以他一直服侍神，服侍到最后。他唱了得胜的凯歌。
So he kept being a servant of God till at the very end he sang his victory song.
到最后人生的最后，神的能力还跟他同在。
Even right till the end point of his life, the power of God was with him.
他到一个岛上去。
He was on a certain island.
被毒蛇咬到了。
He was bitten by a snake.
人说这个人一定是恶人，到了这里呢，毒蛇还把他咬住。
And the people reckoned that he must be an evil man because.Even at this point of time, a snake bit him.
忽然看到他不会死。
But then suddenly, when they saw that he didn't die,
反过来说，这个人好像神一样。
They turned around and said, "This man is God."
可见他到了罗马，神的能力恩典还是跟他。
So even when he was at Rome, the power of God was still with him.
因为他很刚强。
Because he was strong.
但是他也谨守。
But he preserved his estate.
守住他的本。
He kept within his boundaries.
守住他的界限。
He kept within his boundaries.
这个就是摩西的成功。
And this also marks the success of Moses.
所以在变貌山上。
So on the Mount of Transfiguration.
主耶稣变貌。
When Jesus was transfigured.
摩西以利亚。
Moses and Elijah.
一起变貌。
They were transfigured too.
在神的国里面。
In the kingdom of God.
他发光像太阳。
The Moses was shining like the sun.
这是我们服侍神的榜样。
This is the example of our service to the Lord.